Well, I come from Western Australia, from a similar organisation with an acronym. My acronym is CWA, which stands for Country Women's Association. And the one I belong to is Country Women's Association of Western Australia. So the HCE and the CWA are both affiliated with a worldwide body called Associated Country Women of the World. That has another acronym, ACWW. Now, ACWW has a conference every 3 years, somewhere exciting around the world. Their next conference is due in 2019 in Melbourne, Australia. So the Illinois HCE decided it would be a great idea to get somebody from Australia to come to speak to their groups during the year prior to the conference. Then just before the conference, somebody from Illinois would be able to come to Australia and experience Australia like I've been given the opportunity to experience Illinois. I'm telling them a little bit about Australia because I'm really meant to be representing the whole of Australia. So we have some iconic Australian institutions and sites and buildings and natural features. Then we do a quick skip across the red heart of Australia, the desert which lies between the eastern states and Western Australia where I live, to Perth, our capital city. And then we move to where I live, which is about, I always have trouble translating miles and kilometres. Mm. So it's around about 150 or more kilometres north of Perth. I live on a farm with 7,000 sheep and we grow wheat, canola, barley and oats.
Well, if you raise 7,000 sheep, you've got to have some acreage. I would imagine the farms are a little larger perhaps in Western Australia.
The farms are a little bit larger because once upon a time our soil was buried under the sea and now it's risen above the sea, but the sea, I think, has stolen all the nutrients out of it. I'm looking at the black Illinois soil and thinking, oh, I wish I could take a layer of this home because it's good enough to eat. So I live on a sand plain country and we farm 12,000 acres. We raise wheat, canola, which you know is canola oil, barley, oats, and lupins, which is a small grain, a bit like a pea-sized grain, which has a high protein content, and we use that for sheep feed. So we store it to feed our sheep when they don't have any paddock feed to eat. You crop at a totally different time of the year from us. Our crops grow in the winter because that's when our rainfall comes. When it starts drying up, it's summertime, and that's when we do our harvesting. So you grow your crops in the summer. We grow ours in the winter.
And what's been your impression? I know you mentioned the rich black dirt, but what's been your impression of some of the farms that you've seen in Illinois? And they're not growing right now, but the equipment and just how the everything is laid out on an Illinois farm.
Well, I'm just blown away by the size of the equipment. It's absolutely magnificent equipment. Your agriculture is a lot more intensive than ours. We're not bounded by the weather for our animals, so our sheep just run outside the whole year round. You have such cold winters. I don't know how any animal could live outside at all, really. So you need to be able to keep them inside. And we also don't have predators like you have coyotes and cougars. Our sheep have a very luxurious life because they don't have to worry about predators.
And then how long are you going to be here in Illinois?
I'm having a 3-week exchange visit, so I'm nearly at the end of the 3 weeks. I've seen wonderful things in Illinois, and I'm just making such fabulous memories to take home with me, and I think I'm leaving a bit of my heart here, and I hope I'm taking a few little bits of Illinois hearts with me.